Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome and happy Monday morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is three reasons you don't show your hand to everybody. Three reasons you don't show your hand to everybody. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 12 through 17. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in to Morning Motivation live with me by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss this powerful teaching live, you can hear it anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, which is R-A-W-S-I, or by subscribing or following Morning Motivation itself. And you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to the phone number 33222. And that's the entire phone number, okay? 33222. And you will receive a confirmation via text. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. In those days was Hezekiah sickened to death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he, meaning Hezekiah, turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. I'm going now to verses 12 through 17. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, meaning Isaiah, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Now pay attention to these last two verses. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left the Lord. Wow. Come on and praise the Lord for his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me wherever you are. Three reasons you don't show your hand to everybody. Number one, because the blessing was for you and your seed, not everybody else. As we saw in today's word, Hezekiah was about to die. The Lord cared enough to send the prophet to Hezekiah to give him a warning that a lot of people never get. Some people die instantly from catastrophic accidents or some kind of illness, and we don't know the day nor the hour, but God sent Isaiah to Hezekiah to give him a warning. Get your house in order. Your time is up. You're about to die. But because Hezekiah submitted himself and humbled himself and turned himself to the wall, God turned around and added 15 more years to Hezekiah's life. That blessing was for Hezekiah and Hezekiah's seed and that seed. You see, sometimes what God has done is for you. It's not for everyone else. In the book of Romans 9:15, God said, I will have mercy on whom I choose to have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I choose to have compassion. That's the New Living Translation of that verse. Sometimes you just got to realize that favor ain't fair, that what God is doing for you is only meant for you and only meant to bless your seed or the fruit of your womb. And so you cannot go divulging and disclosing everything to everybody. Number two, because the enemy, your enemy, and every random or casual acquaintance should not have unfettered access to your life. Let me say that again. Because the enemy, hallelujah, that's Satan, your enemy, you know, your own personal enemies and haters and non-supporters, and every random or casual acquaintance should not have, you should not be granting them unfettered access to your life. They don't have your best interests at heart. What we saw in those second set of verses, 12 through 17, is that Hezekiah opened up everything he had to this son of the king of Babylon who had come to visit. He told Isaiah, there was nothing in my dominion that I didn't show him. There was nothing among my treasures, nothing in my house, nothing among my armor that I did not show him. You see, you have to realize that everybody doesn't have your best interests at heart. You can't sit there showing your hand to everybody. You know how it is when you played spades or tonk or whatever, Uno, and you have some people, they just like to drift around the table looking in everybody's hand. And I can always remember my mama saying, don't come over here. You done looked in everybody else's hand. Now you don't come over here and look at mine. See, you can't show your hand, your vision, your dreams, your plans to everybody. Some of you have a tendency of disclosing everything that goes on in your life, every bad situation with your children, everything that happens bad in your marriage, every bad situation in your finances. You better quit showing your hand to everybody. Some people are just sitting there waiting on you to fail, and then others are waiting to take what you have. You know, a great well-known example is the situation with Simon Cowell. You know him. He used to be a judge on American Idol. Then he was a judge on America Got Talent. I think that's the name of the show. Well, Simon Cowell ended up getting married. And there's nothing wrong with marriage, right? It's honorable. And the marriage bed is undefiled. But the problem here, or the caveat here, was that the woman he married was the prior wife of his best friend, whom he had gotten pregnant while she was still married to his best friend. You better quit showing your hand to everybody, giving everybody unfettered access to your life. That means that they're able to come and go with no boundaries, no restrictions. The enemy should not be in your inner circle. Your enemy should not be in your inner circle. Every random friend, every Facebook and Instagram friend, who are people that you really don't even know, should not know everything that's going on in your life. Some of you post everything on social media. Some of you testify at church about everything, things that should be private. You better quit showing your hand so much. I gotta speed it up. I don't have but 15 minutes, but I'm blessing your soul because I'm empowering your life today. Number 3, because everybody cannot understand nor support your vision. And 1 Corinthians 1:27, God says he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And then we remember the story of Cain and Abel. Abel offered a good gift to the Lord. And Cain, his brother, in Genesis, had this same opportunity. But instead of taking advantage of the same opportunity, he grew jealous because God blessed Abel due to Abel offering his best to the Lord. But Cain only offered the leftovers, so he did not receive that same blessing. Make sure you understand that there are some people who have the same opportunity as you, have the same calling, the same privilege as you, but who will not take advantage of it, yet they will turn around and trample you, turn around and kill and defame your name, become jealous of you. Not because you are Mr. or Miss Goody Two Shoes, not because you're arrogant, not because you are better than them, but just because they didn't take advantage of the opportunity. 3 reasons you cannot show your hand to everybody. Everybody can't contain your vision. Everybody can't understand your purpose. There will be things that God will speak to you to do that may seem crazy at times, and no one will understand it. And because they do not understand it, even those who have your best interest at heart, they cannot fully support it. But you have to learn to do what God told you to do, to go where God told you to go, to be whom God called you to be, because lives are hanging in the balance. So are waiting on you to stand up and be whom God purposed. In Jeremiah 1:5, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. You cannot show your hand to everybody. We got to go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call, and I will end with our task for today. Come on and praise the Lord as we go into prayer. Isn't this some powering, empowering, liberating word that now you understand that you're not required to have to tell everybody everything? Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. We say glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah to your name. We praise your name. We thank you this morning. And Father, you gave us another day that we did not deserve, and we honor you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you as our Savior. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to create in us clean hearts, renew within us right spirits. We thank you for this word today, because now we have the authority to say to people, no, that is something I cannot answer for you. No, that's not for you to know. We don't have to be rude, abrasive, nor aggressive, but we understand now that we have the right to say, no, that's not for me to disclose. Father, help us to stop disclosing our hands and showing our hands and revealing our vision to everybody, people who have no right being granted such access. Father, I come in agreement now with everyone listening and for those with whom they will share this today. Father, that this is a great day, a blessed day, a day of favor, that you are healing and delivering, saving and sanctifying. Father, whatever they need is done in the name of Jesus, as they no longer disclose and show their hands to everybody. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call, then I'll give you your task and we will end. But I just want you to say, today I'm free. Hallelujah. Say it again. Today I am free. Say, I will not show my hand to everybody. Hallelujah. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Just continue to praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Continue to worship him as I give you our task for today. And remember that this recording will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on feeldfire.com. That is FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Please share it with as many people as possible and text the letters M to the phone number 33222 so that you'll start receiving the recording straight to your cell phones at 8 a.m. Eastern. Well, our topic for today is three reasons you cannot show your hand to everybody. Your task for today is to evaluate who you are divulging your life and dreams to. And if they should not be a recipient, stop showing your hand. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 live. Go get your blessing.
Live a good life, and that's what I-